Jimmy, a game that ebbed and flowed across the 4 days. Not the result in the end, though, that Queensland were looking for.
No, I don't think so. We would have liked to, obviously, had a result on day four late, if possible, but not today. And, you know, there was moments about the game we probably didn't capitalise upon, which you know, brought South Australia back into the game. So, it's a 5-20. A little bit disappointed on day one that we haven't finished with the result on day four.
And in terms of the taking or calling the game to a halt there, did you think about going on till tea, or did you just think it's just not going to happen from here?
Oh, look, I think those guys are fairly set, and I was chatting to Jake, obviously, about it for a while, and it seemed as though they weren't going to set up a run chase, so I didn't really see the point in putting my bowler through more stress, probably by quite a few hours this game, so it's a long season ahead. So I gave Burnsy a bowl on his 100th, and then we called to call a time at 10 past.
Yeah, just on that, that was a nice little touch the last couple of overs. I was told up there in the box he's only got one four-day wicket. Didn't add to that, but it was good to see him in his 100th game roll the arm over.
It's funny you should mention that. We just speaking in the change room. Jake Doran against Tasmania is his one wicket. So, yeah, not to be, you know, he bowled pretty well, actually. I thought a lot of arm balls, but the old back wasn't getting in for any more than 2 hours, I don't think.
And just finally, positive note, real positive note, the performance of young Bartlett and that at their 6 wickets across the 2 innings. He was the guy who really sparked you on that first morning. Very mature performance from a young quick.
Yeah, look, we know X has got plenty of talent. Obviously, he's working through some stuff with his body, getting his body right, and he's prioritising his red ball cricket. So, yeah, it's very pleasing to see him step up in the absence of Mark Stecky and Michael Nesser. So he's our spearhead for this game, and he certainly did that. We've seen the skill that he's got, and I think as he grows into his body and learns his game, he's going to become better and better. So we're very fortunate to have him come in. We're missing our two big boys.
Thanks for your time, Jimmy.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers.